IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax relief advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
3D printing, which builds objects layer by layer from a digital file, could be a solution to the beleaguered housing market with homes made of concrete.
Last I checked, we were short 6 million homes.
Lawyer and former engineer Jason Copley says it's cheaper than traditional construction when building multiple homes.
Developments that we've seen have been where they can build X number of homes, move on from one to the next.
However, homes built with concrete may produce issues with cell phones and Wi-Fi reception and have concerns about cracking.
Somebody who really needs a home and can't afford another one probably might embrace it more than a traditional home buyer who's looking for a more aesthetic result.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Wall Street coasted to the finish of its best week in the last five today. Stocks have rallied to records with expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next week for the first time this year. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a couple of storms around as well, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back for Sunday, highs again mid-70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
smoke and lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
I know that you've been cheating. precious moments. Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaking from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Touchdown. woods. Down and out, look to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, you talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. At minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Mr. Bojangles, dance.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer, and we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, babe, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, babe, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Trust in me, I'm the Pied Piper, and I'll show you. love me do.
Close.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba. comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
This is is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Erica Kirk, the widow of slain political activist Charlie Kirk, speaks about her husband in a video issued by his organization, Turning Point USA.
He loved his life. He loved America. He loved nature, which helped him always bring him closer to God. Most of all, Charlie loved his children, and he loved me.
22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson is under arrest on suspicion of aggravated murder in Kirk's death. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has been looking into his possible motive.
A police affidavit reviewed by CBS News says the etchings on the casings from the gun included anti-fascist messages like, "Hey, fascist, catch." Robinson was registered to vote, but unaffiliated with any party, and his status was considered inactive, suggesting he might not have voted in the November election.
President Trump is sending National Guard troops to Memphis, as CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
President Trump describes Memphis as deeply troubled, but the president says Memphis was not his first choice.
I would have preferred going to Chicago.
Speaking on Fox News in New York City, the president said his anti-crime initiative will fix it, quote, just like we did Washington. But the presence of troops in Washington, D.C. was not warmly welcomed. And the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois made it clear they felt the same way. Memphis, he said, will be different.
The mayor is happy.
The president has also suggested other Democrat-controlled cities for troop deployment. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
An ICE agent shot and killed a man in Franklin Park, Illinois. CBS News Chicago reporter Suzanne Le Mignot explains what happened.
Department of Homeland Security says ICE officers were conducting a targeted law enforcement activity. During a vehicle stop, they say the suspect resisted and attempted to drive his vehicle into the arresting team, hitting an officer, then dragging him as he fled the scene. Fearing for his life, the statement says the officer discharged his firearm and the man was shot.
The dragged agent suffered what ICE says are severe injuries. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he wants to save American businesses up to $2.4 billion by doing away with requirements that polluters report their planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions. BBC's Chris Barrow.
The Environmental Protection Agency has signaled that it will dismantle the national system for monitoring greenhouse gas emissions. Its administrator said the greenhouse gas reporting program was nothing more than bureaucratic red tape that does nothing to improve air quality.
The Missouri legislature has sent to the governor to sign into law a new congressional map to help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
An American Instagram star is under investigation in Australia for wrestling crocodiles in the wild.
Mike Holston goes by the Instagram handle The Real Tarzan.
Oh my God. Big croc.
In two videos, the muscular, bare-chested Holston grabs crocs out of a marsh in Queensland and holds them up to the camera. The videos have racked up millions of views. Australian authorities call Holston's actions extremely dangerous and illegal. The maximum penalty for interfering with the protected species is $25,000.
That was crazy.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.